Narrative frameworks. 72. Happiness. Happiness is knowing the true nature of self, the purity beyond any distortion. Happiness is residing within true nature, as true nature. For as long as we deny this, we fall into false promises that happiness will come, and if we just fulfill this condition, or get this thing, or get rid of this thing, or just this little bit longer in time, just that over that hilltop into that future horizon. If we get lost in false promises of happiness will come, then we're not residing in our true nature, but of happiness, of peace. We're believing that our true nature is somewhere outside of us, distant in time and future. And this distance, no matter how much we close it, it still expands on. We go through cycles and cycles, jumping through hoops and over hurdles, and never getting to the futures that we're promised, because those futures don't exist. Because happiness is not in some future place. Happiness is now. And if happiness is now, then happiness is a choice to configure your own consciousness to what is true, or to not bother. To realize that happiness is now, and happiness is a choice, brings you back to your own power, and not the powerlessness of believing in false promises that never come. And yes, happiness, although it is now, although it is, peace is our true nature, love is our true nature, in the relative world, is a relative existence, and there is love and the apparent absence of love. There is circumstance, limitation. This is the experiential world. This is what it's about: friction, constraints, movement. It would be too easy if it was all given on a plate. This happiness is a choice thing. Within this friction, constraints, this movement, that is where your choice is. And the choice of truth takes power to step up to. It's easy to ride along with the prevailing illusion, to just follow that mainstream flow. But to step up into true nature isn't a job that anyone else can do for you. And it isn't necessarily supported by the systems we find ourselves in. So you have to come back to yourself and trust your own path. Carving out pathways of your own, of love. What would you prefer to believe? That happiness is conditional on a circumstance, a situation, an event, a person, a relationship, a product? Or is happiness your true present state? And revealed to you through greater presence. You choose. And of course, it's both. It's all of it. It's one. But let's remember, happiness is knowing your true nature and living the best reflection of that true nature in the world, or the best extension of that true nature in the world, or the most, living with the most integrity to that true nature as you can. And there are going to be times when we fall and we pick ourselves up. This is the relative play. This is the realm of learning. But even throughout those falls and those picking ourselves up, those troughs and peaks, our true nature is not just existing at the peaks. The peaks may reflect our true nature most clearly and truly, but our true nature is that which sees all of it. Yes, we are the high upon high, the truth of love and life. But that truth of love and life operates through the whole play. So in all the fragmentation of the play, can we see the wholeness of it? Is it possible to remember our wholeness, to remember our truth, within different aspects of the apparently separate one world play? Can you be with yourself and your own contentment? Not conditional upon the outside world, but unconditional. In the residing of you within the deeper truth of who you are. Your individual self residing in the totality of the true nature of love, life, consciousness, being here.